Hi, Carla. Thank you for being here and welcome on Teen Groups Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. If you feel comfortable, do you want to start off by introducing yourself and a little bit of your background?
Yes, thank you so much. And that I'm honored that you asked me to be part of your podcast, and I salute you for what you are doing. My name is Carla Fine. I'm an author and writer, and I've written 10 books. But the one that is the most dear to me, and the one that has been sold, continues to be sold throughout the country and the world, is called No Time to Say Goodbye: Surviving the Suicide of a Loved One. And it is about this my story. My first husband, Harry Rice, who was a doctor, killed himself at the age of 43. We had been married for 21 years, and I knew nothing about suicide at that point. I had lost people I cared about, but not never to suicide. And after around 3 or 4 years, when I was able to finally get my head on straight, I decided to interview around 60 other people who had lost a loved one to suicide to see what it was like to grieve and mourn somebody you love or care about or a friend by suicide, which is a different kind of a death than other deaths. And since that time, I have traveled around the world and around the country, talking to literally tens of thousands of survivors of suicide loss about the difference and what it's like, and some shared experiences of what we go through when we lose somebody to suicide.
Wow. You being a survivor of suicide loss, you potentially might have some insight into what the hardest part of grief could be for someone in the aftermath.
Yes, I do. And because of your program called Teen Brief, I think it's different from how old you are. It really depends. And it also depends on who you lost and your relationship to the person that you lost. And what is really, really key is that there's a stigma associated with suicide, that somehow that person did something wrong and that we are somehow responsible for it. And also, the other part that defines suicide is silence. And there's so much silence anyway. I mean, people don't talk about what they believe in or what's going through their mind, so they don't talk about it, but we still feel it. So my advice is to try to be as honest and open about grieving the suicide of a friend, parent, a relative, even a celebrity, somebody that you've lost by suicide, and talk about it as much as possible, because most people, and I can say this honestly, have lost someone they know and love or hold dear or cherish to suicide. And that is the most important thing. But I want to also say it's also probably the hardest, because we don't talk about suicide very easily. It's a very difficult subject. So thank you for even bringing this up and having it open. And I think one of the first steps is having programs like yours, or people like you and your sister who bring this subject out. So thank you for this.
Thank you. How would you recommend if you're grieving a loss by suicide or someone else's, you offer support in that situation?
To surround yourself by people who don't judge you,
Mm-hmm.
to surround yourself with people that support you, to surround yourself with people that maybe don't want to know all the gory details, but just know that they're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
To, and that's for the person that's grieving, to help a person who has lost someone to suicide. It's very important to say the person's name, to at least acknowledge. I mean, after my husband Harry killed himself, there were people I knew for a long time even like my brother-in-law, who didn't even, you know, mention that he had died. And it was like, excuse me, my husband died here. Like, and it's almost as if, because it's very important to know that suicide and death are two separate things. There's suicide and there's death. And when there's a suicide, everyone talks about suicide, 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 not realizing that we've also lost somebody we love and they're no longer alive. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very helpful to say to somebody, how are you doing? Do you want to talk about it? I'm here for you. And to acknowledge it and not turn away, even though it's a very difficult subject. Somebody might want to talk about it. Somebody may not want to. And I also would like to emphasize, Chloe, the difference between privacy and secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to be private. You don't have to tell everybody all the details of what happened. But it's not a secret. When it's a secret, there's kind of shame about that. So everyone's allowed your own privacy as long as you realize that you're just not keeping it as a secret because you feel that it's shameful.
Yeah. Thank you. How do you recommend navigating opening up to someone that might also be grieving alongside you? Because I know that can sometimes feel awkward, or you might be making them upset.
Sharing that. And that is so important and so wise, because basically we all mourn in different ways. And it's been said about suicide that suicide is, if we're hits like a satellite, they hit a family,
mm-hmm.
or they hit a community, and everybody goes off into different directions. And those people you feel most close to or most loving to are really circling in their own orbit of grief. And it may be a different kind of orbit that yours are. So it's hard to, there has to be a respect that some people don't want to talk about it and some people don't, and some people do. And we all mourn in different ways. And I think that's important to see, that you can't make somebody mourn the way that you mourn, but you can say, we're in this together. We hold mm-hmm. hands during this time. And even though we're walking on the same path together, holding hands, we're seeing different things along the route.
Thank you. That's very wise. Now I just want to leave the floor to you if you have anything you feel like that's important to share about suicide in general or your loss.
Well, the most important thing about suicide is talking about it like we are now.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing shameful. There's nothing stigma. There's nothing. We all have guilt and we all have blame, and it's scary. Suicide is like a scary thing, and it's kind of crazy. Like, why would somebody leave this beautiful world? Or
mm-hmm.
we've all been depressed and we've all felt down, but you know, we didn't leave. And so if you're feeling suicidal, it's very important to try to see if you could talk to someone. Everyone says that all the time, and many times you can't talk to someone, you just feel that you can't. But we're all in this together. I mean, that I think I really want to emphasize, that everyone has felt suicidal at some point in their life, and everyone has knows some person who has either attempted suicide or has died by suicide. And mm-hmm. I would really like to get the point over that the more we talk about this, like anything out there, the more we make it not a stigma, not a sin, not a shame, that this is something that somebody couldn't hold on any longer. And so by opening up through programs such as yours, through going to professional help, to joining chat lines, to just finding other people who've been through, it's very important. That's what I would say. And I tell you, we become resilient. You know, we become resilient, but we also become empathetic. People go through things. And I always say, you know, when I meet someone, I know that they've been there. And they could be a different there. Everyone has a different there, but we have a different there. And it's important to know that not everybody can be there for you. And sometimes it's very difficult, like some of your closest friends, your relatives, they don't have any idea what they're what you're going through, and you can feel abandoned, and you can feel like very alone and lonely in your grief. So I think it's very important to be able to surround yourself, not exclusively, but in this particular mourning period, by somebody who feels like you do, and you can share that without feeling like you're being judged.
Thank you. It's really inspirational what you're saying. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really, really appreciate you being on.
And, you know, and I would like also to emphasize to always please protect your health when this is going through, because sometimes the focus is always on the person who died, and then the person who's left behind, whether it's a sister or a, you know, a friend, everything is like, why did the person die? What happened? And the rest of us are left mourning, and we get overlooked sometimes. And it's important to keep yourself healthy and go for professional help if you need to, and know what you're going through. You're not alone. There is help out there. And the help comes from people who will never look at you weirdly and say, oh my God, this is crazy, because they have been there and they know what is going on.
Thank you for that. And just thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having this and for being able to talk about such a difficult subject. And I want to say this without sounding dramatic, even though I'm from New York, you are saving lives by having this. Because when you talk about something, or as they say, if you can mention it, you can manage it. And once you start talking about something openly, it helps other people, and you just don't even know how many people it helps.
Thank you.
Thank you for me.